All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. So, no, March 9th, 2026. Beautiful day. Beautiful day here on the east side of the country. I hope it's great wherever you are at. It is Monday. It is absolutely gorgeous out. Oh, my goodness. It is, you know, it's that day where you're like, all right, winter's over. I know for a fact that it isn't, but my gosh, today is beautiful. I just got back from running. I had a, I don't know, whatever you call it, a moment where I just have got to get back onto my game. And went down to the trail, old friend, took some music, some AirPods, and had no expectations. Just hit the trail, started running right out of the gate. Didn't run too far. Then I walked, and then I ran, and then I walked, and I just enjoyed the time and being present. I wrote on my Facebook, no time, no, what did I put? No time, no distance, no gift, no time, no distance. Be present. And that is how I was feeling, you know. I love the trail. I think I was doing this podcast while I was out there running on the trail back in the day. But since we moved, I'm not near it anymore, and I don't visit as much as I should. And so what a treat, right? And I've been sick. Today is Monday. A week ago, this past Wednesday, I got sick. I went to a meeting, and so we had a big snowstorm here. I'm sure most, you know, people are aware of the snowstorm that hit the East Coast. I mean, we got, I think, 19 inches of snow. That snowstorm, I was like, I'm not paying attention to you. You've tricked me before. And this time it did not trick us. We got pounded and went to a meeting. I think that was Monday. Tuesday, no driving. Wednesday, I'm like, I got to get to a meeting. I haven't been to a meeting. Went to a meeting. They had no heat. And I was like, well, all right. So I have a hoodie. I was wearing, you know, I was dressed. You know, so I said, oh, just, it's no big deal. But by 45 minutes into the meeting, I was so cold and I was feeling so crummy that I left. And from that point on, I had a cold. And it wasn't the end of the world. It wasn't the flu or COVID or anything like that. It was just a good old-fashioned cold. But, you know, as I've gotten older, I really don't want to take any medication. I'm not on any prescriptions. And that's just my journey. I'm not above or special. It's my experiment, but I've realized that I spend a lot of my life really not paying much attention to anything. You know, I'm always fascinated when people are like, oh, I can't eat that. It really bothers me. And, oh, I can't do that. It really does this. And I can't do that. It really does this. Or I need to do this. It really shows improvement. And I'm just the guy that's like bebopping along. And, you know, I would say probably in the last 5 years, I've started paying attention to how I feel, what foods do to me. You know, I had last night, and I've shared, you know, I ate some granola. You know, I've grown up my whole life, granola is good for you, right? Oh, you got to eat granola. It's good for you. There's two things that make me feel shitty in food, granola and Oreos. And I ate a bunch of granola last night. I woke up this morning, felt terrible. I'm like, I got to get out of this. So went for a run, felt good, had no expectations, just beautiful out. We had a ton of freaking tree damage. So, you know, obviously running amongst a lot of broken trees. But yeah, I'm just starting to feel better. You know, the thing about the cold was, you know, I felt it start. I think it started like in my right side of my nose, and then went to the left and then down to my lungs. And, you know, with no medication, because usually I'll take, you know, a Theraflu nasal spray. You know, I felt all of it. And to be honest, it wasn't even that bad. I don't know. It's crazy. I'm grateful I'm feeling a lot better.
Can never
Seether, rise above this. Seether's the band I hoped Nirvana would turn into. Godspeed, Kurt. Great band, great song. But yeah, I am feeling better. I'm sitting upstairs having a seltzer and an orange and just feeling full of gratitude. And, you know, winter will do that. Winter will beat you up or beats me up a bit. It didn't used to, but now that I'm paying attention to everything, I feel like I'm noticing it a little bit more. I wouldn't say this winter's been so bad, but we've had a couple incidents that have been pretty strong. So, those memories are lasting, but the reality is this winter, I mean, March 9th and it's freaking beautiful outside. Got to go yesterday, went back to the Milton St. Patrick's Day Parade, small town living, man. And it was great to go, 6 years ago today, actually today, 6 years is our anniversary from the COVID shutdown. We went 6 years ago to the St. Patrick's Day parade, and then that following Monday, they shut it all down. And that alone is crazy. That that it was 6 years ago is even crazier. So, ma'am, you know, Tom, enjoy your life. Take it one day at a time. Life, you never know what's coming around the corner, and it goes by so freaking fast, right? So I'm glad we're all doing well. I hope everyone's doing well. Didn't go to a lot of meetings. I went to a meeting on Friday for the first time. I didn't do any Zoom meetings. I just felt like shit, and I didn't want to take that into the rooms. And so I haven't been to a meeting. Went to a meeting on Friday. It was great. You know, a friend of mine shared. She's got a lot of time. She, you know, had a great share. But somehow the topic of faith sort of came up. And, you know, I've had the variances of my recovery, ups and downs, in, out, you know, has always been interesting. I've shared before with my first wife when we were headed to Norway and I had just come off a bender, one of those, please forgive me, you know, I'm trying to, lying the whole time, right? But finally getting caught again and begging, please forgive me. And we were going to go to Norway. And it shared before, you know, me going was up in the air. But somehow it was decided that I was doing good enough that I would go. And so we flew to Norway. And I remember reading the big book because this was the time I gave a shit, right? This is it, right? All the 5 years I've been sober, meeting every day, working with sponsor, working the steps. And now I care. Right. And so now I'm going to read this big book with enthusiasm. I'm going to pay attention and I'm going to figure it out. And I hope everybody's watching so they will, you know, realize that they haven't made the wrong choice by allowing me to come. So on the flight there, I'm reading the big book. And one of the things that I'll never forget, you know, I highlighted it, right? It said, faith without works is dead. And that, you know, that, I don't know why it set, you know, made a mark on me that day. I'm sure it was for the wrong reason. But, you know, what I've learned in this program over time is that you can have faith, but you got to have work. Because faith without works is dead. I didn't come up with it. Somebody else did, but yeah, I believe it. I don't wake up in the morning and say, listen, as long as, you know, I do this and this, I have faith that I'm not going to drink. I do not, you know. I have faith that if I make 3 meetings a week, I work with another person on a daily basis, I make an AA contact, I don't pick up a drink, I have a slight chance. But it is not a given. And of course, a few people shared at the meeting. One person said that he has complete faith and he knows that the Lord, you know, will watch over him. But this is a person that's coming back from drinking after 5 years. I love the Lord. I love God. I love spirituality. You know, that's my latest thing is, what is higher power? What is God? What is spirituality? Good orderly direction. I have never had a relationship with God until the one I have today. I mean, I've shared endless times that the relationship that I wanted with God, I seeked out. And if you're seeking, you're not finding. Or if I'm seeking, I'm not finding. Because that is driven by self. I've said before, two spirits cannot exist in the same time and the same body. That's what somebody said. Is that true? Well, you know, if I think back to it, you know, you're either selfish or you're humble. The problem is the amount of humility it takes to be that humble, I'm not sure I'm capable of. So honestly, I'm just doing the best I can. You know, I'm riddled with self all the time. It may not be unmanageable. It may not lead me to a drink. It may not lead me to do bad things, but it's still what it is. It's still self-centered motivation, you know. I got to buy a car. I want to get a car. I want a nice car, right? If I was humble, I would drive a simple, basic car just with the same philosophy that, oh, it'll get me there. But no, there's a self side of me that likes a nice car. You know, I was looking at a car this weekend. You know, this car I have, it has heated back seats. My kids like heated back seats. I said, does this have heated back seats? He says, it does not. I'm like, well, I don't know then. I'm not sure I can take this car. But I don't drink, right? I'm not drinking and drugging. I'm not, you know, doing all the bad things. But I'm still, you know, I still have a toe in it. And I mean, according to things I've read in philosophy, if I have a toe in it, then I'm all in it. And if that's the case, you know, I'm not doing that great. So, you know, I just do the best I can. I'm grateful for this program. I'm grateful for the relationship that I have today. I believe that God is a byproduct of just straight up good 12-step living. 12-step living. Which is difficult. But I don't think that you can have a relationship with God unless we are living the 12 steps in our lives. I know I can't. Higher power to me is serenity. Just to guess. I'm just guessing. But when it says, came to believe in a power greater than ourselves. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could return us to sanity. Greater than ourselves. So self would mean humility. Greater than self would be humility. It's very interesting. The words, right? We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. You know, replace lives with actions. Our actions became, you know, these words are, you know, and I've been to some meetings where these people sit around and they just analyze every sentence. And I'm like, come on, guys. But man, I don't know. You know, there's some interesting stuff. I don't know if it would change anything for me. I know when I changed lives with actions, I sort of could get a better idea. And because when it said we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives, like it was saying, like I had actually had some life. I never have had a life. I just managed a lot of, you know, bad luck and bad choices. That was my life, managing bad luck and bad choices. And today, you know, I don't have to do that as much. I don't know. I went to the meeting on Friday. I tried to share, you know, I hadn't been to a meeting in a week and a half, and I couldn't really get the words out. I couldn't quite get my thoughts. And I sort of felt like I was spiritually being attacked. Like it was a, I mean, obviously being physically sick with a cold is a good reason to not go to a meeting, but, you know, the voices in my head were supporting that. You know, don't go to a meeting. Don't get them sick. And I agree. But, you know, a week and a half into it, you know, I need to get back. And the voices were like, you know, you're still sick. Don't go. And I wasn't. You know, I had a cold. And so when I finally get to the meeting and I told my buddy that I, one of the guys I sponsor, I said, you know, I walked in and I was just really nervous. You know, I had nervous energy. I had nervous spiritual energy that were just like, you know, you don't fit in. You know, I walked in, I felt like I didn't fit in. I didn't really know anybody. But I pushed through, right? And I got to the meeting and I finally shared and I couldn't quite get my words together and I was going to recite the third step and I couldn't remember it. I'm like, please somebody help me. This disease, this spiritual malady, these demons don't want me to get or stay sober. And they definitely don't want me to find serenity. And through the steps of this program, I do think that is what we end up finding is serenity. And I do believe if we find serenity, that becomes a higher power. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Having those three things is a superpower. It's a higher power. It's a higher power. You know, I have my sponsor, a couple guys. One of the guys is going through a divorce, unfortunately, and it's ugly. And it's based a lot of the reasons for the divorce are based on his, you know, behaviors. His drinking. Surprise, right? And unfortunately, he's going through an ugly divorce. And a counselor, person that I guess he's working with, called me because my guy gave him my name and number as his sponsor, right, to talk to. And, you know, he called M2 said, you know, this, you know, I'm going to give your name and number to my counselor so he can call you. And I was like, sounds good. Well, he called me the other day and he's like, you know, I want to set up an appointment to talk. And I said, that's fine, but I said, all I can really tell you is that, you know, he doesn't drink, he goes to meetings, and, you know, he's doing pretty good. Everything else after that, I'd be speculating, right? I'd be guessing, I'd be thinking, wondering, you know, I feel. And, you know, I can't do that. He says, oh, no, I understand, right? Well, I went for a run this morning, and he called at 10, and so I was finishing the run, I was walking down the trail, and he called and we chatted for a bit. He was a nice guy. But he kept asking me, you know, what is this program? And I said, you know, we're part of a program that, we, you know, this is what we do. And he goes, is that program AA? And I said, well, that program is AA. And he says, well, what is, you know, and I talked about, you know, I see him, M2, doing commitments, right? Doing all the things he's supposed to do as a person in recovery. And he said, what is this commitment thing? And I go, Do you know anything about AA? not in a mean or grumpy way, but do you know anything about this program that I'm sure one or many of your probably clients are in? He says, no, I don't really know much about it. I said, well, you should Google it, you know, learn about it. I said, I can't really, it's an anonymous program. I mean, I would tell him because I know that this is about his divorce and custody of his child and a lot of other things. But, you know, I felt a little out of sorts because I didn't particularly want to talk about my buddy. It's anonymous. But I know he has got to have some help. Not help, but I know he's got to get through this and get some closure because it's, you know, I have two friends going through divorce, two of the worst divorces I've ever seen. And I've been divorced twice. And for some reason, the guy who definitely doesn't deserve it, which is me, I have two of the greatest ex-wives a person could have. My first ex-wife and I we're cordial. That's about it, because there's no other reason to be anything more than just cordial. But we've had our ups and downs. But thank God for recovery, that I've been able to, you know, work my way through it, and the good times and the bad, and what's come out is we have a great son, and we have a decent friendship. My other ex-wife we're all good friends. Her and my wife are friends. I was just texting her. I'm going to pick up my son today. You know, all because of recovery, right? So, but these two are going through the worst divorces ever, and I don't understand it, but I also don't know shit. So, you know, whatever I can do to help, you know, my one buddy getting divorced, his mother's calling me. Hope, is he okay? He won't answer. Is he, you know, can you check on him? Is he dead? And I'm like, oh my God. And then I got my other friend who's going through another divorce, and, you know, I don't know. My one friend is not in recovery, so I don't know what their problem is, but, you know, I'm grateful that me and my buddies are sober. So it's just been, I just wanted to come on here and see if we could do a little podcast and chat a bit. Recovery is going well. I was sort of down in the dumps, and not really, but, you know, I had stepped away from the meetings, and it is interesting when I walk back in, that nervousness, that feeling of I don't belong, let's not go. And if you go through things like that, you know, and I told my buddy M1, I said, listen, I was nervous, right? I was nervous to walk back in, and I've been doing this forever. It just goes to show you that, you know, one day at a time, you know, just because Monday's smooth sailing doesn't mean Tuesday's smooth sailing, doesn't mean Wednesday's smooth sailing. You know, we just got to keep grinding through it, and, you know, pretty awesome. All right. Let's see what the Daily Reflection says. I also got tickets to Ocean's Calling. I'm so excited. Mumford & Sons, Dave Matthews, all the great bands. And this will probably be, honestly, the amount of money I paid, this will probably be our last hurrah. Freaking expensive. But it will, it'll be worth it. All right, let me see if I can find the Daily Reflections here. Daily Reflections. Oh, I got the app. Let me use the app. Daily Reflections, where is it? Oh, today's Daily Reflection. Sorry. All right. March 9th. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. My favorite step. That, and I met with M1 this weekend, and, you know, first thing I said, you had any good third step moments, right? It always comes back to the third step. Always. All right, no matter how much one wishes to try, exactly how can one turn his own will and his own life over to the care of whatever God he thinks there is? In my search for the answer to this question, I became aware of the wisdom with which it was written, this is a two-part step. I could see many times where I should have died, or at least been injured during my previous style of living. And it never happened. Someone or something was looking out for me. I choose to believe my life has always been in God's care. He alone controls the number of days I will be granted until physical death. No matter the matter of will, self-will, or God's will is the more difficult part of the God step for me. It is only when I have experienced enough emotional pain through failed attempts to fix my life that I become willing to surrender to God's will for my life. Surrender is like the calm before the storm. When my will is in line with God's will for me, there is peace within. Yeah, you know, this, I've talked about it so many times. You know, made a decision to turn our will, thinking, and our lives, actions over the care of a God as we understood him. Man, I mean, you know, I've thought I understood a God of your understanding or your understanding. So all of your understandings of God has now become my understanding of God, and I felt nothing. I always tell people, make better choices, have better thinking, and find peace. It's just, that's about as dumbed down as it can get, you know. Think better, act better, feel better. I mean, if every, you know, back in the day when I was living out in California, every day, honestly, every single day that I lived prior to March 31st, 1997, I made the wrong choices. You know, if it was at the end of the day, by the end of the day, I just decided I'm going to go ahead and drink. I would wake up every morning with this idea that I'm not going to. This, especially in Delaware, I'm going to wake up hungover. I'm not drinking tonight. And then by the end of the night, I make that choice, right? I've said before, I don't have a drinking problem. I have a choice making problem. I don't care problem. Habit. But that would be the path every single day. Let's not drink. Oh my God, I feel like shit. By the end of the day, all right, let's drink. What else is there to do? And then the whole shit show would start over again. The first act of the third step for me was I decided when that lady said, do you think that you have a drinking problem? And I said, I do. And she said, would you like help? And I said, I would. That's the third step. I was thinking I had a problem and I was given an opportunity. As much as the red carpet was rolled out, you know, I made zero effort. I was driven there. I floated in, right? Laying there in the facility. Would you like to stay? Yes. And as much as the third step as that is, but I've shared before, my motivation was not recovery. It was hiding out. I was embarrassed. But that would be the beginning, right? And then I remember driving home from the first meeting, right? Because I had the choice. I remember that day I worked and then I got home. I took a shower. I got dressed and I went to a meeting. And I had a choice. And then I remember driving home from the first meeting, overwhelmed with peace and humility because I had made better choices. I had better thinking. And I was now experiencing this moment of peace, love, free of fear of what I was going to do that night. And from that point on, I called that God. That's to me what God is. There's no... You know, I just reach, when I talk to God, it's real clear. Dear Lord, my shoulders aren't big enough. I'm turning this over to you. Please recognize I don't have this. That's all I ask from God. I don't even ask from, I'm just stating. It's incredible. Greatest step. I mean, you know, I was telling those guys, you know, I feel like as a person in recovery, I live in the first three steps. I live in the third step. You know, we admit we're powerless over alcohol, that our lives have become unmanageable. I've analyzed that. I get it, right? I understand. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. I get that. But third step is where I really put my feet to the floor, the rubber to the road. You know, I can make very bad choices in recovery. I shared at that meeting some of my worst times in recovery or some of the worst times of my life have been in recovery. And, you know. All right. Well, listen, let me see what the time is. Time. Oh, yep. Well, listen, I appreciate you letting me share. I'm going to try to get back into doing the podcast. I've been feeling better. Forgive me for being sick. I know it's not my fault, but whatever. I hope everyone has a great day. Enjoy this beautiful weather if you're on the East Coast. And hang in there, and we'll see you later. Later, bye. I'll mend myself before it gets me. I'll mend myself.